joining us this morning on the Trocare College Live Line. Justin Rogers, the Niagara County Fair Executive Director, and the Niagara County Fair gets kicked off today. Hey, Justin, thanks so much for being on with us this morning. Got to be an exciting day for you, first day of the fair.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Thanks so much for having me on. It is a very exciting day. We're ready to open the gates and welcome Western New York to the Niagara County Fair.
You've had to set up in some brutal heat. How did that go?
It was a taxing, sweaty event to get this far. We've had a lot of hard work from our staff and our volunteers to make this fair happen. But as you guys just said in the weather report, we're looking forward to some cooler days as the Niagara County Fair kicks off.
Yeah, not just cooler days, but maybe a picture-perfect weekend coming up here for some big days at the fair. You know, year to year, how much do you notice that weather plays a factor? I mean, you can prepare all that you want, and this goes for the Niagara County Fair, the Erie County Fair, any festival, but you can't control the weather that drives so many people's decision-making. How frustrating can that be, and how rewarding can it be when you're going to see it pay off here?
Yeah, Brian, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, this is what all the best-laid plans can be completely, ruined by some bad weather or some hot weather, So if we get rain, we get heat, it stops people from coming out to the fair. But I guess our prayers were answered this year that we have a good weather report. We're ready for an exciting fair. We're hoping that with all the live music, the food, the rides, the games, all the shopping and animals that we have for people to show, that they're going to come out, be able to have some good weather and experience all that we have to offer here at the Niagara County Fair.
Yeah, it's a county fair in the truest sense of the words. I mean, I know there's a big focus on agriculture. There always has been in Niagara County. In the livestock area, which animals are the loudest?
I heard as I got out on the grounds this morning at about 4:30, I could hear all the cows as I got out of my car. So I would have to say that they're the loudest. But as you get in the barns, you'll hear the chickens clucking. You'll hear the rabbits kind of scurrying around their cages. You got the pigs making their, oinking through the swine barn. So you hear a variety of animals as you get closer and closer to the barns, and your level of excitement keeps getting higher and higher as you're going to see all the fluffy friends that are in there. And the 4-H kids have done a great job, decorating all their booths so that they can educate the public about their animals and teach them a little bit about, how things go from farm to table here in Western New York.
Yeah, and I mean, you've got everything. You mentioned all the horse shows, the fluffy stuff, and then kangaroos. What the heck?
Yeah, we got kangaroos too. And we have a lot of new for people to do this year. I mean, we've added a lot of new programming from a corn fest. We're going to have the Buffalo Bills legends here. We have a Rustic Buffalo Marketplace Village. A lot of people love Rustic Buffalo to come out and check them out at the fair. We're going to have headline music, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Kicking off the beer tent will be Songbirds on Thursday night. Just a lot of fun new things to do at the fair, but also those traditional agricultural focused things like you guys mentioned with the animal exhibits, the animal shows, and the kickoff event on Friday night, the livestock auction.
All right, and you've got a beer tent too, right, Justin?
Yeah, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. And we have three different bands those nights. So we have Songbirds on Thursday, which is a Fleetwood Mac cover band, Dark Horse Run on Friday, and Welcome Distraction on Saturday. But we're, no beer on Sunday, but we also have two big bands, the Good News Band and 514 Band, which have some local following that are going to be here on Sunday. So, and in addition to that, we have, 11 other bands that will be playing music throughout the day that will hopefully people can enjoy as they're sitting down to eat from all of our different, over 50 different food vendors and a lot of other fun shows for people.
Yeah, great stuff. All right, you got to tell me a little bit about this frying pan that I've been seeing. What's the big deal with the big frying pan?
Sure. So in about an hour and a half here, we are kicking off our Farm City breakfast. And since the 50s up until just recently, that breakfast used to be cooked on a 14-foot wide fry pan. And a couple years ago, we had to demolish the building that the fry pan was in, so we had to officially retire the fry pan. So it's been recently erected on the grounds and will be dedicated this morning at 9:30 to commemorate the Farm City Breakfast Fry Pan. So if you can imagine eggs and sausage and home fries all being cooked in a humongous fry pan, and it's being done with shovels and rakes and hoes to move all that food around to keep it from burning on the pan. So it's a part of the Niagara County tradition here to celebrate the Farm City Breakfast, and we're going to officially be dedicating that pan, and we think it's the largest fry pan in the United States from all the research that we've done. So it's quite the sight when you see it out in front of our 4-H training center here.
That's
on the grounds.
Really cool. It sounds like it should be on the Food Network, right? They should video the whole thing.
Yeah, it would be a good show to be able to check out about seeing how that used to work. We got some really great pictures, some old videos, plenty to check out and to commemorate the event.
Well, it all gets kicked off today, as you mentioned. Opens up this morning, Niagara County Fair. Hey, Justin, thanks so much for being on with us.
Thanks for having me, guys. And hopefully everybody can pay attention to the details at niagaracountyfair.com if they want to learn more.
Sounds great. Justin Rogers is the executive director of the Niagara County Fair, which kicks off today. Always great to get the summer festivals going.